Coming up a little bit later on Air Talk, the sanitation problems with homeless encampments throughout Los Angeles and what more the city could do to provide restroom facilities for those unhoused. We'll get to that a little bit later this hour, but first, the very latest on the coronavirus, which began in Wuhan province in China. The global death toll is now 1,873 people. All but three of those fatalities are in China. The number of confirmed infections in China is 72,531. Outside of China, there are nearly 800 confirmed cases in 25 countries. So that is the very latest. On the economic side of that, we're starting to see the effects of the millions of people quarantined in China, what the effect has been on travel and trade. Apple warning investors it won't meet its second quarter financial guidance because of the coronavirus. It's cut production of iPhones and, of course, had a significant negative effect on sales of their phones in Asia. With us is the president of World Trade Center Los Angeles, a nonprofit that focuses on attracting foreign direct investments in our region, Stephen Chung. Mr. Chung, thank you for being with us. What's your sense of the impact on Southern California businesses?
Thanks for having me on, Larry. There's going to be a long-term significant impact to the local region. As we were waiting and hoping for increased volume and trade volume with China after the Chinese New Year, in context, given we've been struggling with the China trade tariff and the China trade war for the last 2 years, we were hoping that the agreement that came right at the beginning of the year would actually help us with increasing trade volume with China right after Chinese New Year. But with this happening right now with the coronavirus outbreak, we're going to be expecting a continued slowdown when it comes to trade with China, our number one trading partner from the Los Angeles region.
What about travel? Because we have so many travelers who come to Los Angeles from throughout Asia, China particularly. What are losses that are associated with that? Maybe things we don't even think about with that decline in travel.
Yes. Well, LAX last year had about 88.1 million passengers, and this makes Los Angeles LAX the number two busiest airport in the United States. And a lot of that traffic is actually dependent on international visitors. Los Angeles is actually the first city in the entire United States to have over 1 million passengers, and last year we had over 1.2 million passengers coming from China. And as they're coming into Los Angeles, they spend a lot of money on the local tourism industry. So with the coronavirus outbreak, we're seeing flight cancellation from most of the airlines now, but specifically when it comes to the United carriers, United, American, and Delta. This means hundreds and hundreds of flights that won't be operating between China and Los Angeles over the next few months, most of them until mid to end of April. This is going to have a huge significant impact on our local economy because some of our, for example, our restaurants here that are catering to Chinese tourists in the San Gabriel Valley are not seeing the same volume that they're seeing. And also some of the local tour providers that focuses on Los Angeles residents that are traveling to China, now they're not able to have the revenue that's needed in order for them to operate. And many of these are small mom-and-pop operations. So we're afraid that they might not have the capital to withstand a long, prolonged period of this slowdown.
Is part of what you're seeing at restaurants and small businesses in the San Gabriel Valley, in addition to the decline in the number of visitors from China to Southern California, is part of it also people going out less because of concerns about spread of the virus?
I do think so. I think there are a lot of people who are afraid of gathering in public places, and there might be some misconceptions. I think a lot of us understand that the common flu is actually more contagious and sometimes even more deadly than the coronavirus. But right now, there's increased attention on the potential spread of this virus, and that's why I think a lot of people are being a bit more cautious, and they might not be going out, even from the local community, going into restaurants that might have a gathering of people that potentially might be contagious.
Norma writes on the Air Talk page, my husband's pay just went down 50%, 35% starting in March. He works for a Chinese company. Almost everyone in the company works in China. She says her husband's very worried about what will happen to his coworkers. They already closed down all their private schools a month ago. She says, I hope things start to normalize soon. We're at 866-893-KPCC, and I'd like to hear from you. If you've got a local business that involves trade with China, or you are at least in part dependent on products that are manufactured in China or elsewhere in Asia where this may be a concern, I'd like to hear how the coronavirus is affecting you. 866-893-KPECC, 866-893-5722, or the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. We just want to stress the coronavirus is more virulent than the regular flu, but our typical flu strains in Southern California are far more common than the coronavirus is here. So in terms of your risk of exposure to coronavirus, far less than to having a more typical flu strain that we have. 866-893-KPECC. How is the coronavirus affecting your business, if it is? I'd like to hear your personal account. Also joining us is Doug Berry of the U.S.-China Business Council. It's a nonprofit that represents a couple hundred U.S. companies doing business with China. He's Senior Director of Communications. Mr. Berry, thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Larry. It's a pleasure.
So what are the companies that seem to be hardest hit?
Well, there are many of them. Probably the bulk are manufacturing companies in the United States that have operations in China. But of course, many of our members also are dependent on tourism, hotel chains in China in particular. And then I was just reading this morning that visas from the United States Embassy in China will probably not be available to Chinese citizens until sometime in May. And this will have serious repercussions for Chinese tourists who are trying to get to the United States. And for California, importantly, all of those students who are heading to universities and colleges on the Pacific coast. This is going to cause a lot of problems because they'll have trouble getting the visas needed in order to travel for next fall.
And for those students going to, for example, University of California, they pay full freight and they help to subsidize the California resident students who pay less. So there could, I suppose, even be a financial impact to the UCs here.
It's true. And then, of course, for every student that comes and pays full freight, their parents come, their siblings come, their friends come for visits. And this, of course, increases the flood of money through the system, which will now either be delayed or won't happen at all.
All right. Stephanie in Mar Vista, appreciate your joining us. Stephanie, you and your husband have an acupuncture business. How have you been affected?
Well, we get our herbs from China, and right now we're concerned that they won't have enough supply to maintain our business here.
And does that mean closing your doors, or is there any workaround that you can engage in for your business?
No. I mean, we rely on getting the herbs from China. And, some of the companies that we're working with have raised their prices. Some are not sure how long their supply will last. So, it's a very real concern.
All right, Stephanie, I appreciate your call. Let's talk with Max in West Hollywood. Max, I understand you're a consultant for outdoor adventure companies. How are you affected?
I'm affected because all of my jobs at the beginning of this year were canceled one by one. So I've been unable to return to China after going here for the holidays. As well as that, I've been keeping in close contact with a lot of my friends in China, and every single person I know is under quarantine right now. They are typically allowed to leave their apartments, but they have their temperatures checked every couple hundred feet when they're walking. And on top of that, no one's jobs have started again unless they're capable of working remotely. I've talked with some of my other friends who organize similar things to what I do, and jobs were supposed to be starting around the beginning of March, but for a lot of things, I don't think things will be back on track till May at the earliest.
Oh, Max, I'm so sorry. How often do you typically go to China with these adventure trips?
I lived there for the past 3 years, off and on. I would occasionally travel outside of China, but I mostly lived in China. I would be working seasons that were from about February to June, and then I would do freelance jobs in between.
Wow.
It would just depend when I could set up my own trip. So, for example, I had a trip set up for the Lunar New Year.
Max, we're so sorry. Very, very difficult, obviously, having your whole business canceled as a result. Jerry in Torrance, you're on Air Talk. What effect have you seen from the coronavirus in the business you're in? Jerry, are you there?
Yes, hi, I'm here. Yeah, thank you. Thank you for receiving my call. As you mentioned, I'm with FedEx, and we're seeing that, you know, nobody's immune to the financial effect of the virus. Late cargo flights, both to and from Asia, not just China, right? So China's a major hub for several trans-Pacific flights. And a lot of us think of these passenger planes, but there's hundreds and hundreds of cargo planes that go to and from China from the U.S.
Have these all been canceled now because of the virus?
Not all of them, but
I think we lost you there, Jerry. Yeah, because if manufacturing has been significantly curtailed, then there's just not the products to take out of the country there, I'm sure. Let's talk with Anna in Santa Clarita. It sounds like you've actually seen a boom in your business since the coronavirus.
Yeah, so I teach English online every night, Beijing hours. I have 25-minute lessons, and my company has asked us to increase booking starting at 4:30 p.m. now, which was never a thing before. And my students are saying they're not going back till March, maybe mid-March, and they're starting online classes. So it's been, like, unfortunately, really great for us.
And are these kids who would typically be traveling back to China but are staying here?
No, so they are in China, and they
okay.
have their house. So they're doing all their classes on the computer. So I am now teaching them more classes than they would normally have, because they normally be at school hours.
Yeah, but now they're available to talk with you almost any time, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's one weird.
Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah, so we have at least one business that's doing better as a result. Anna, thank you very much. Darius, in Monterey Hills, how has this affected your business?
Well, we own a travel agency for Iranian Americans that has sent over 200 trips to China for Iranian Americans. And this year we've had to cancel all the spring trips, and including a recent one also to Thailand, Singapore, because people were afraid even of going there. And my roommate makes purchases at retail outlets like the Citadel and Camarillo, for Coach and other at Coach and other stores, and his livelihood depends on buying and then selling to China, and he's been very much slowed down.
Well, bad. Darius, thank you for sharing that challenge with us. We appreciate it. And also want to thank our guests joining us, Doug Berry of the U.S.-China Business Council and Stephen Chung, the president of World Trade Center Los Angeles, talking about the effect on businesses throughout Southern California. Coming up, we're going to take a look at the sanitation challenge with homeless encampments throughout Los Angeles. We're going to talk once more with investigative reporter of NBC4 LA, Joel Grover, his ongoing homelessness-themed Streets of Shame project for NBC4, and he's got a brand new edition of it airing tonight. We'll find out what Joel uncovered from his interviews and time looking at encampments in Los Angeles. We'll be back in just 90 seconds on Air Talk.